Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Thursday, June 2nd, 2022. So, on this day with a lot of twos in the date, did you do the crossword?
Yes, I did too.
Good for you. Or good for two. What were your thoughts and impressions?
Well, I don't know.
You don't?
I felt betrayed by it.
Oh, uh-huh.
So, you know, I struggled and struggled and struggled, and then I finally sort of figured out what they were doing when I got down to 56 across the cake.
Yes.
And so I got it, but I didn't enjoy getting it, I guess.
You felt tricked?
Uh-huh, yes.
You want to talk about why?
Well, okay. The puzzle was set up like every kind of puzzle. But then, like, some of the clues, like 16 across, it says, with one across, warning at sea. Well, typically when you see with one across, you have to go back to the word that you put in one across. In this case, it was back. One across was what a left arrow might mean, and that was back. So, but that's not what, you know, there was no back in 16 across, but there was an across with one across warning at sea, and the answer was shot the bow, or shot the bow, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, yeah, shot across the bow. So it wasn't the word back, which was one across, but it was the word across with one across warning at sea.
Right. So just to clarify, 16 across only read shot the bow.
Right. Uh-huh. Shot the bow. But with one across, it would be shot across the bow. Okay. And the one that I finally figured out what was going on was 15 or 56 across with one down, dessert sometimes made with pineapple. Well, one down, if you answered it correctly, outdo was best. But the answer for 56 was upside cake. And so you don't need best in there, but you do need the word down, upside down cake. So so with one down, dessert sometimes made with pineapple. You have to put it down, the word down in there.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you know, the way it was written, it was just exactly, I think, like when you're supposed to refer back to another answer.
Right.
And so that was very deceiving and very confusing. And it kind of made me angry for a while. But then I
got over it.
I figured it out and got the puzzle answered. But I'm like, that was kind of a cheap shot.
Well, I mean, it was the betrayal came in. I mean, it's a Thursday. Thursdays are supposed to be tricky,
yes,
right?
Uh-huh.
And this was a novel trick.
Yeah,
you have to admit.
Uh-huh.
The thing is,
it's a sneaky trick.
They wrote with one down. So down was capital D, then lowercase O W N.
Uh-huh.
And if they had written it like all in caps, because the answer, like upside cake, which should become upside down cake. It's, you know, in the grid, everything's capitalized. But if they'd written it like that, that would have given it away. And if they had written it in all lowercase, that would have looked maybe a little strange. So, yeah, they must have gotten special dispensation to write it just like they do when they're referring back to another clue.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not quite sure where I got it, but I was definitely having troubles at the beginning. This took me 31:26,
and 31:45.
I also had a mistake in it too, which I have, I think, made before. 61 across, the hula accompaniers informally. I wrote Utes.
Oh, Utes.
Right.
Like the team. Like,
yes.
Or team mascot, the Utes.
Right.
In Utah.
Instead of the Ukes.
Uh-huh. Or a Native American tribe.
Yes. I think that's, I had most of the word right, but then 48 down, mini freezer, which was also, and that was with a question mark.
Yeah.
the answer turned out to be brake.
Right.
So I guess the idea is you're driving a Mini and you freeze it by hitting the brakes.
Right, yeah.
That was clever.
Yeah.
I had brate. And I thought, that isn't great. Uh-huh. And so I was eventually able to sort of sort that out.
Yeah, I was able to sort all of it out. I didn't have any mistakes, except I couldn't figure out what one across and what one down was, because I wanted to put down for one across. And so then I had D-O-W-N. So like three down, which was Benjamin. Well, I knew that was a C note, but I thought, well, maybe it's a W note, too. and two down, Malkovich's role in The Man in the Iron Mask was Athos, and I had Othos. I was like, I'm pretty sure it's Athos, but anyway, so I was having a lot of trouble. And then one down, outdo, I put dust, like you dust someone.
Right.
But then 13 across, where Ulysses encountered the Cyclops, I had Utna instead of Etna.
Yes.
So I was having a lot of trouble in that part.
Right. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, it wasn't too bad everywhere else,
no,
I guess.
You had to kind of work it, but it was okay. There were a lot of those kind of cryptic clues, like the mini freezer,
mm-hmm.
like 28 down west of Malibu. And that was Kanye.
Yes.
So I was trying to think, well, what's west of Malibu? I was trying to think of other sort of suburbs of L.A., but I really don't know them. So
mm-hmm.
it was Kanye West.
The 50 down made a bank getaway was swam.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, that too was one you had to work for.
And again, the capitalization sort of gave this away a bit. 25 down, one behind the times, except the T of the and the T of times were capitalized,
right. Mm-hmm.
And it was editor.
Right, yeah.
Who was, of course, behind the times.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was good.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then 7 down, that took me a while, places to find dishes of different cultures. Labs.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I was like, well, what could it be? Restaurant, some kind of restaurant? Some kind of expo?
Mm-hmm.
Labs.
And Hawaiian thanks was...
Mahalo.
Oh, you knew that?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Oh.
Why should I know that?
Because when we went to Hawaii, they would say it. You know, you give them, like, at a restaurant, you give them the money, they say mahalo.
Oh. Okay. Right.
Uh-huh, in stores and restaurants and stuff.
So. I guess I must have just missed that part.
Oh, uh-huh.
Let's see, I guess... Oh, 58 down, Ursa Minor, ? Was Cub.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That was well done.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And I had trouble coming up with cheese often mixed with Monterey Jack.
Uh-huh.
So we just had Chevre. And uh-huh. I tried to fit that in, but it wouldn't fit.
Colby.
It was Colby. Mm-hmm. I actually was thinking cream for a while.
Oh.
Because it would fit, and it started with a C.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I guess... Oh, 11 down. Or sorry, yeah, 11 down. Great place to visit near Michigan? ? And that was Lake Huron.
Uh huh. Right.
That was also good. So I don't know. I thought most of the clues were interesting and sort of clever.
Uh huh. I didn't know 39 across. Farm delivery letters, CSA.
Right.
For what? What's that stand for?
I have no idea.
See, I put RFD. Growing up on a farm, well, actually, when I was younger, it was RR. We lived at RR2, Rural Route 2.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, RFD2 would also get mailed to us.
That sounds
so
like...
I put RFD in Rural Federal Delivery.
Well, that actually sounds like something out of Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
But let's see.
Community-supported agriculture.
Yes. A popular way for consumers to buy local seasonal food directly from a farmer.
So farm delivery letters. So it didn't have anything to do with the mail. It was having a farm deliver something to you.
Right.
Through the community-supported agriculture.
Huh. It sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
We were not a part of that.
I see.
So,
All right. Well, I think that's probably it for today.
Okie doke.
So thanks, everyone, for listening.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, the New York Times is always looking for new subscribers. You can go to nytimes.com/crosswords, and they would be glad to take your money. It's definitely a worthwhile investment. And tell them Gene and Mike sent you. And we...
They'll be thrilled.
I'm so impressed. I believe they give you 10% off, right? Well, Mr. Shorts, are you still there? All right. Okay, well, that's it for today, and we'll be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.